from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a train conductor is dead, over a dozen passengers injured after the train hit a tree that was already on the tracks. The New Jersey Transit River Line train with 42 passengers on board was headed north through Mansfield around 6 a.m. when the accident happened, according to a transit spokesman. The operator was trapped inside and pronounced dead at the scene. Multiple passengers were injured, but their injuries don't appear to be life-threatening. Three police officers lucky to be alive after being attacked on the George Washington Bridge.
The Bergen County prosecutor says a man stole a car, crashed it in South Hackensack, and then stole another one early Sunday morning. Port Authority police officers found the second stolen vehicle disabled on the George Washington Bridge. According to prosecutors, the suspect was armed with a knife, attacked the police officers, and tried to steal a patrol vehicle. Three police officers were injured before the man was arrested. The hurt officers were treated at the hospital Sunday and released. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And the suspect has not yet been identified. A 49-year-old Las Vegas man faces charges after being arrested at a checkpoint near former President Trump's rally in Southern California on Saturday. Police say Vem Ilner was tried to pass a security checkpoint with loaded guns and multiple passports with fake names in his vehicle. He was released on $5,000 bail. He says he supports Trump and that any notion that he was planning to assassinate the former president is ridiculous. But the Riverside County Sheriff says he believes authorities prevented another assassination attempt. A free expungement clinic is happening later this month in Burlington County for offenders who are years removed from serving time. Burlington County Prosecutor Lakeisha Bradshaw says not many people are aware of this opportunity. Even if they are, getting through the process can be expensive.
Our mission is also to make sure that justice is done and that people get an opportunity for second chances when they deserve it and after they've paid their debt to society.
Expungement is generally available for nonviolent offenders. You don't have to be a Burlington County resident in order to participate in the clinic on the 24th. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Temps take a dip this week. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather is going to remain windy for the rest of the day today under a mix of clouds and sunshine. Wind gusts could be as around 35 miles per hour and high temps are going to be in the mid to upper 60s. Overnight, we're going to have a clear, moonlit sky. It'll be colder at 40 inland to around 45 at the coastline. Then tomorrow is cooler for highs, only in the upper 50s this time, and there's going to be a breeze with some sunshine. Wednesday is partly sunny, still breezy, even cooler, getting down into the mid-50s. Ahead, we're going to have sunny weather for Thursday and Friday to finish off the work week, with temperatures that are going to begin to rise gradually back into that more comfortable zone, specifically around the mid to upper 60s. This is meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
Thank you, Jeff. Right now in Parsippany, 59, South Plainfield, 62, Manahawkin, 69. Weather made possible by Seasonal World, New Jersey's premier in-ground pool and backyard builder. Start planning now to swim next summer. Seasonal World specializes in all types of in-ground pools and offers complete solutions for your entire backyard living space. Learn more at seasonalworld.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.